Have you ever seen a ghost? Like, you saw it. Like, you're relatively certain you saw a ghost with your own eyes, Raven.
I can't really say that I think I've seen one. Now, I've seen a lot of shadows, heard things around me before, and not necessarily always people, sometimes animals. I've seen shadows and trails. I don't know if I'd call it a ghost. I mean, I guess it's a ghost. Maybe it's a spirit. Maybe it's a residual memory. I don't know.
Maybe it's nothing.
Could be. Yeah. Right? Could be that I'm having a stroke or something like that. That's why I'm seeing stars.
It's Anna and Raven. Huh. 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever seen a ghost? So according to the latest numbers, which come out every Halloween, it's really almost down the middle. 20% of people say they definitely don't exist.
Okay.
20% of people say they definitely do exist.
Okay.
And then the rest fall somewhere in the middle of not being sure.
Sounds like an election.
Well, it's actually perfect for this year. I don't know. I think about this all the time because I don't know what my answer is to this.
Mm.
So when I say my prayers at night, yeah, and all that, and I'll pray to my grandparents or to my in-laws or whoever's up there.
Yeah.
I say, I know that you're with me. I wear my grandmother's wedding ring every single day since she passed when I was 22 years old.
Okay.
Right? And every psychic I've ever talked to says, you know, she's with you.
Right.
And I do. Sometimes I see, like, and people have made fun of me, but flies. I see flies around me all the time.
Okay.
And it's always at the strangest times. And it's like, it's just her showing me that she's here.
You've told me before that you believe the fly is the ghost of your relatives.
Which, I do.
Which I've never heard the fly being a carrier of spirits from the other side.
Yeah.
But more or less attracted to dung, uh-huh, that type of thing. But, right, you know, hey, whatever.
Listen, whatever they want to come back as.
Do you kill flies? That's my next question. I don't know. Just a follow-up on that.
No.
Okay, because
no.
I kill flies.
Oh, you want me to kill my grandmother flying by my head protecting over me?
I'm just questioning what I've done. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe you've killed your grandfather. Have you even thought about that?
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, you're the one that's talking about killing the flies that are reincarnated as my grandmother.
Okay.
Anyway, but whenever I say my prayers, I always say, I know you're here. I just never want to see you.
Yes, right. But
there was one night that I woke up, and sure enough, like, it was a guy's shadow standing over me, and I like quickly went back under the covers,
uh-huh,
and then I just didn't wake up again. Like, I just went back to sleep. So you don't know if it's a dream, if it's real.
Yeah.
You know, but that there's some people that are so certain saying they saw a ghost. They 100% saw something.
Yeah, I think there's energy around you, but I can't say that I've seen it. And like you, I'm not sure that I want to.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Do you believe in ghosts, and have you seen a ghost? If you did, what'd you do? It's coming up next with Ann on Raven. It makes me feel weird even talking about it because I keep looking around the studio being like, is there anybody here?
You've tried time and time again to find some ghosts in this building. Yeah. I don't know. I don't believe that.
I know. I believe that. Do you believe in ghosts, and have you seen a ghost, more importantly? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. They have this new study out that says 20% of people say, absolutely, I've seen a ghost, I believe in ghosts. 20% of people say, completely fake, and then everybody else kind of falls in the middle.
Mm.
I fall in the middle, but remember, when I started out in radio, I used to work overnights in this building. And I saw some weird things happen in this building. The clocks would just spin. The engineers couldn't explain why the clocks would just spin in the middle of the night. But I did. I brought in ghost investigators here, and they didn't really find much of anything. You know?
You still didn't see one. Right. You don't have one in a trap at home a la Ghostbusters,
right,
or anything like that.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Have you seen a ghost?
Yeah. So this is crazy. My mom and I used to live in like one of those multi-family houses, and our landlord lived upstairs. He was really nice, but super old, and he died in the house. I was too young to really understand, but I remember seeing him working in the yard and telling my mom. She would tell me I was wrong, but no one was there. And I swear to this day, I remember seeing him out there anyway, like way after they had told me that he died. Like, I know,
right,
it was him in the yard. It was his ghost with him.
Clanking, going downstairs to check the furnace.
No.
Yeah,
to make sure that you guys didn't turn the thermostat up. The heat's included, but we're not heating the whole neighborhood.
Still coming to haunt you. Yeah, totally.
Do you remember how old you were?
Oh, gosh. Around 7, 8, maybe?
I mean, they say
still
that.
Still see the spirits.
Yeah.
You still see them.
Until society says that that's not real. A lot of times kids say they see it.
Yeah, that's what they say anyways.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call. Just hope you don't see them tonight.
Nice.
Coming for the rent.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Have you ever seen a ghost?
I don't know who the ghost was or anything like that. I don't know what the history is behind the house, but I saw a figure of this woman in my basement one night. And my basement's finished, so I was asleep on the couch. But then I got really cold all of a sudden. I'm really cold. I opened up my eyes, and she was just standing right there. I swear to you, I jumped.
Come on. I got goosebumps.
Mm.
I still don't believe you, but I got goosebumps.
Well, you're lucky. You hear these stories about the ghosts that get frisky with people. You ever hear those stories?
Wait, so your first thought is, he's in the basement, says he sees a ghost, and you want to know whether or not that ghost is naked?
No.
That's your first thought, is
you
the ghost
heard
is
that?
Nude?
You know, remember hearing all those stories? didn't a celebrity just say they had one of those kind of strange...
It was Bobby Brown. He's hardly a celebrity anymore. And nobody believes anything coming out of his mouth. Nothing surprises us.
Did you feel any pressure at any point? Or no, you were good? Because I think they said they crushed their chests. Is that true?
No, it was nothing like that. Right. I didn't feel like someone was lying on top of me or
anything.
You mean she didn't come on to you, man? I mean, come on, are you sure?
That's a real thing.
Let's turn up the heat on this fantasy, Mr. Cold Basement Guy.
I'm not making that up. That's real.
Wow.
Google
now
it.
Now we know the kind of romance novels Anna's reading on vacation.
If you Google it, it's going to come up, I'm telling you.
I've seen the videos before where the sheet is being pulled off of the bed and so on, but it wasn't like that.
It's called spectrophilia. It's right here.
Right. Well,
that's
you guys
thing.
Start a Facebook group together,
no,
okay?
No, all right.
Thank you for the call, sir.
1-800-330-9999. Have you ever seen a ghost? Dana and Raven. 20% of people say they believe in ghosts. 20% of people also say that ghosts are not real. And then there's those who fall in the middle.
Trying to do the math on that. 20% says it works 100% of the time, right?
Yeah. That means 60% of the people are not really sure. And it's hard. And I'm one of those people where in my heart I believe, but then my brain says I shouldn't believe.
Right. That you're not seeing that, that it's nonsense.
Yeah, but I want you to convince me. Did you see a ghost and what happened? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You saw a ghost?
Yes, I have. So my brother died when I was around 14, 15 years old. And 3 days after he died, I was talking to him on the outside. And my parents came out and asked me, who am I talking to? And I said, I'm talking to Wayne. That's my brother. And they were like, Wayne is dead. I said, no, he is standing here right in front of me in full white.
And you can remember seeing him or just hearing him?
I remember seeing him as day, as he was standing in front of me.
Oh my God, I have all chills up and down my arms.
I'm telling you, he was standing right there in front of me, and I was telling him how I missed him and everything, and he was like, he's okay, he's gonna be fine, he's fine right now where he's at, and he's happy.
My God.
Have you ever seen him since then?
No, when I was pregnant with my first son, I'm a Jamaican, so we usually go to the grave. Every year of his birthday, we would go there and clean his tombstone off. And they're always saying that once we're pregnant, we're not supposed to be at a graveyard after 6. So I remember I was saying, well, no, he's my brother. He's going to protect me, and he won't let anything happen to me. And I was there talking to him, and he came home with me.
What?
He came home with you?
When I went home, his spirit followed me home. And every day when I was at home, I was very uncomfortable. I always feeling chills in the house, and I could feel his presence with me. And one day I had a friend that was pregnant. Her mom saw me and she turned to me and said, do you know that you have a spirit that is following you around?
So how did you tell your brother, like, listen, I love you too, but you gotta back off?
Yes, he told me that. And she was like the person I said, when I went home and I had to tell her, she said, you have to talk to him and tell him to stop following you. You know he's protected me, but he had to like back off because it started making me feel uncomfortable. And that day my mom was there, the lady was there, I was there, and the room became very cold. All three of us had a chill.
That's amazing. Anna and Raven, have you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah, I wish I wasn't making this phone call, but yeah.
When?
So, yeah, tell us what happened.
Well, I'm in Daytona Beach, and I'm in a hotel with my wife, and she asked me to get up and shut the bathroom light off, and it was one of those hotel rooms with a kitchenette. So I get up, and I look over to the bathroom, and there's a male figure in my room, but you could see through it. I was like, oh, my God. She goes, you see it. I said, that's why you wanted me to get up. And all of a sudden, it just turned, and it walked into the kitchen. And so I got up and walked into the kitchen, and it was gone. I was like, all right, we can't mention this to anybody. So the next day, we're having pizza with my brother and his girlfriend because they stayed next door. His girlfriend says, Ralph, why don't you tell him what we saw in the room last night? Now, there was no adjoining door or anything like that. And she said, we saw a ghost in our room. So this thing had walked through the wall and went right into their room. So then I called the manager and blah, 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 blah. I said, you guys know you got a ghost? Oh, no, we don't have any ghosts. And then I talked to some, you know, maids and everything else. And they said, absolutely, absolutely. Oh. Being that I saw it and other people have seen exactly what I've seen, how can I say it doesn't exist? So thanks for the call, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Have a great morning.
That is terrifying.
First, I was just thinking it's like a creepy guy who's got one of the room keys. Right. He was on the cleaning staff for a minute. Hard to explain.
Yeah. Oh, it makes me feel a little yucky and scared inside. All right. In 10 minutes, all I need to know about you. You just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. And if your shirt has this written on it, it has nothing to do with ghosts. That's definitely all I need to know about you with Anna and Raven.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Check in the text line this morning, Raven. If you're an adult and you still wear T-shirts with profanity on them, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, I own one or two. They're in my closet, and I never wear them.
You should never wear them. I remember one time you wore one to work.
You told me to wear it. You were like, wear this. It's a concert T-shirt. You should totally wear it. Then I wore it, and I was like, and you were like, whoa. And I was like, I told you.
But who wear it? Was a Kid Rock shirt, wasn't
right,
it?
Right.
That was a bad word.
Yeah, it had a bad word.
Really bad word.
Had a bad word on it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Had golden guns on it and everything. It was kind of everything that you didn't want on a shirt.
Nothing. Everything. I agree. If you're a grown up, like chill out.
It was years ago.
I'll never forget. That's for sure. Another text says, if you send all your texts with caps lock on, that's all I need to know about you.
I didn't even know that you could lock your caps on. And I always feel like somebody's yelling at me when the caps are all on.
Sometimes, whenever I accidentally do it, like if I'm working, even sending like an email or something like that, I always feel bad afterwards.
Because you
screamed
at them.
I have to like erase it and rewrite it because I'm like, oh, they're going to think I'm yelling, which is ridiculous because I'm not.
Well, how else do you express anger?
I guess.
And yelling, I guess, right?
Okay. And if you plan to get back at your neighbor is to blast this song all day and night, that's definitely all I need to know about you.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale.
Well, that'll drive you nuts.
A rich guy in Laguna Beach has been blasting Gilligan's Island 24/7 to annoy his neighbor because his neighbor installed a $1 million outdoor sculpture to block his view and he won't take it down.
Well, you know, neighbor wars, they're a serious thing. I've got one going on with one of the guys diagonal behind my house, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is everything is escalation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go ahead and do it again. You know, you don't want to take that next step, basically.
But think about it. Obviously, these are two very wealthy people that are living. Their mansions next door to each other. If you're putting a $1 million outdoor sculpture, which I can't even believe exists.
It does.
And that's your plan? It's like you're just going to keep blasting Gilligan's Island? Like, doesn't that even annoy you as the homeowner? You also have to listen to it.
Yeah, but you just feel like you've got the fortitude. You're going to stick it out longer than the other one, right?
I guess.
I mean, maybe he's got a soundproof room. He could be sitting in his panic room right now, not hearing any of this stuff, and then just thinking, oh, I'm going to outlast this guy.
It is annoying. That is all I need to know about you.
That's for sure. Sure. I tell you what was annoying to me yesterday. I got an email. I was expecting this high chair that we ordered for a friend, right? They're having a baby, obviously. It's not a high chair for a grown-up.
Yeah.
And we ordered it a while back, over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was delayed, supposed to come. Now, it's okay. Baby hasn't arrived yet, but the shower already happened, and we had to give them a photo of the high chair because that doesn't really work, right? Well, that's annoying if you do that.
See? It does work.
Anyways, they sent me an email yesterday telling me, sorry, you're never getting this high chair. And either decide whether or not you'd like to continue to wait for it or order another high chair, basically. I called Amazon and complained. They didn't lose any sleep over it.
I'm sure they didn't.
No.
Yeah. You know what you should do to Amazon?
It's not a bad idea.
Right. There you go.
Ooh, what's that smell?
It's Anna and Raven's Croctober.
Mmm.
Croctober continues. It's Anna and Raven. You submitted all your favorite crockpot recipes last week. We've selected five. Every day I create a different one. Today, Jerry DiPiero from Mauritius, his Swedish meatball.
All right, Jerry. Well, Jerry, I'll tell you right now, they opened it up. It smells pretty good.
Okay, so I made this yesterday. I served it to my family last night, and I have leftovers here for Raven.
Mm-hmm.
There's something I should mention that I possibly did incorrectly, but Raven, I'm going to make you eat it first.
Oh, perfect.
Right. As Raven is tasting it.
I mean, you used all edible foods, right? You did give it to your family.
Yeah. One can of cream of mushroom soup. Yeah.
All right.
We use beef broth, a packet of dry onion soup mix, 2 tablespoons of A1, sour cream, egg noodles. That's really all you need. It was really fast and easy to put all together. How do you feel about things so far?
Well, first off, we should have microwaved it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure. Nobody likes cold meatballs. And if you do, you're a weirdo. I never understood how people could eat cold meatballs. To me, it's just nasty.
I like
nasty.
Cold food, but cold meatballs is, yeah.
No, there's
doesn't
something
work.
About it that's just like,
bleh. All right, we got hot spots here, though. Hold
right,
on. Let me get one of the warm ones.
Spots.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's not too salty, which is... Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Well,
it's got a little bit of a stroganoff type taste to it, too.
Well, Jerry wrote when he submitted the recipe that this is very tasty and popular and a big hit in my family and healthy. Mm. He says, you're going to love it. It's so easy. Okay. Yes, it's so easy. And he did recommend using the low-sodium beef broth and the low-sodium cream of mushroom. Unfortunately, I couldn't find that when I was in the grocery store, so I just bought the full sodium.
Mm.
So I don't know. You'll probably be thirsty the rest of the day, but I think it's fine.
Maybe have a heart attack.
Maybe.
It's good.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right, so we liked it, but here was the problem that we had with it.
Oh, boy.
I have never used in frozen meatballs in my life. I always make my own meatballs.
Right, right.
But I, you know me, I'm a rule follower, so the recipe says frozen meatballs.
That's what you used?
So I bought frozen meatballs. Here's the thing. When I was taking the frozen meatballs out of the container, for some reason...
You're going to tell me you dropped them.
No. The container kept sticking to the meatballs. Like, it was like that black foam. So there was black foam pieces stuck on the frozen meatballs. So I tried to get a lot of it off with, like, a knife.
Mm.
But it was still floating around in my crock pot.
Okay.
And I'm relatively certain that we ingested a part of it.
All
a
right.
Lot of that. So I think next time I would make my own meatballs and I wouldn't buy the frozen ones. That's the only thing I would probably do differently on this. But you're still eating it, so you must like it.
I am still eating it.
Right.
I'm also looking for PVC in here, but I'm not seeing any yet.
It's like makes you a superhero. That's what I told my family. I said, now you can fly because you've eaten foam this morning.
That seems fake.
All right, thanks, Jerry, for submitting this Swedish meatballs over egg noodles recipe. You can find it at annonraven.com. I created videos of how to make every single one of these, so you can check it out for yourself. But tomorrow, 3 ingredients Dr. Pepper ribs. I don't normally like Dr. Pepper, but it was so highly recommended. And anything that only has 3 ingredients is, I mean, right up my alley.
Sounds like a win-win, right?
Yeah. Astrologer Ann, you can visit her online at astrologerann.com. There's 2 full moons this month. Is that because it's Halloween and something extra creepy is going to happen because it's 2020?
Anna and Raven.
Well, it's both.
Great.
Good.
That's reassuring.
Yes. First of all, we do get 2 full moons on occasion every 2 to 3 years. The second one is coming on Halloween, and it's a doozy. It's not just a full moon. There's a whole bunch of other stuff with it. Full moon on steroids.
Is it normal to have a full moon on Halloween? How often does that happen?
It's very unusual. It does not happen very often. That's a high energy day anyway. I mean, witches, goblins, all that kind of thing, trick-or-treating. In the old mystical ancient traditions, they talk about the fact it's a time when the veil is really thin between the worlds. That's why people talk about ghosts and spirits and high energy coming at a time when we're already a little bit introspective and a little bit, whoa, what's coming at us?
There's plenty of people around you that talk about these things, and some people put quite a bit of credence into this. Other people think they're quacks. I need some science from you. Do the moon and the stars actually affect our moods, energy, paranormal, etc.?
Yes. Anybody who has sailed knows they have got to be smart about the moon. You can't put out to sea unless you've got the tide with you, and the moon has a huge impact on anything that's watery. Do they affect our moods? If you know anybody who works in the medical field, particularly anybody who works in an emergency department, full moons sometimes are very on edge, or they might see a lot more people. People start to feel that pressure. It's like something is building, 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 and then it pops, it crests. Our emotions go on high alert, and you know, they talk about lunatics. It comes from Luna, the moon. And this is based on actual scientific observation.
The phrase howling at the moon, where did that come from?
Oh, that's an oldie, but my goodness, that really fits with this Halloween full moon, you know. Think about animals howling at the moon. The moon is a time when emotionally we might want to be howling. You might already be feeling it. It's our wild side comes out. And the reason this is so interesting to come on Halloween is the sun is in Scorpio. The moon's going to be in Taurus. Scorpio's the most intense sign of the zodiac. So this is going to be hot and passionate, too.
What What is happening on Halloween?
Anne is dating a werewolf.
Yes.
I mean, it's clear.
Wait for my werewolf.
It's clear, Anne, that you have dated a werewolf at one time or another. It's clear.
Astrologer Anne, what is going to happen on Halloween? Just tell us.
So we're going to get that full moon 10:49 in the morning. In the days leading up to that, and particularly that morning, that energy will be really high. Pay attention. People might be a little wacky around you, and then they'll feel better once it passes. But the real interesting thing about this is the planet Uranus. It's a planet of everything unexpected, everything out of the blue. It really goes with a blue moon. Anything that you could predict is not what's going to happen. It's what you don't think that's going to happen will appear. The moon is right on top of it. And so the moon's going to hit that at 10:55. And then you're going to get another one, 11:53. The sun is going to be exactly opposite. So it's going to be this odd little clump of strange planetary things. And it's going to be sudden shocks, it could be. Now, shocks could be great things. You could be like, oh, out of the blue, you could get a really cool phone call. Or somebody you haven't talked to in ages might come around. Or that werewolf might turn out to be someone. Ooh, I really like this person.
I knew it.
Whoa. I wasn't afraid for Halloween, but now in a weird way I am.
I'm aroused. I don't know what happened.
Raven, please. All right. If you want to learn more about Astrologer Anne and get all her information, she has it right up on her website. Head to AstrologerAnne with an E at the end .com. Thank you, Anne.
You're so welcome. Great to talk to you both.
The powers that be only let me use my witch voice 1 week during the year. And this is it. So get excited. We have $50 gift cards to Amazon, 1-800-330-9999. But if you want to win them, you got to play this.
Scary ingredients. Way too many syllables.
It's that time of year again. That spooky time of fear again.
It's time for Halloween Candy Autopsy with Anna and Raven.
Hi, Marjorie. We're going to be playing Candy Autopsy this morning. It works really easy. Anna is going to use her most annoying witch voice ever.
Yep.
And she's going to describe all the ingredients of a popular candy bar or candy that you could get at trick-or-treating at anybody's door. All you have to do is take a guess at what candy that is. If you nail it, you get the $50 gift card.
Yep, all the way to Amazon. You can buy your Halloween costume or, truthfully, whatever else you want.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, let me just get myself in a character.
Right.
Okay, I'm a witch now. Ready?
Now?
The ingredients for this candy bar.
Corn syrup, milk chocolate.
Oh, boy.
The milk chocolate is made with sugar, cocoa butter, chocolate, milk fat, lactose, soy lecithin.
Oh, ah! I love lecithin. It's delicious.
Emulsifier. Other ingredients in this candy bar, coconut, sugar, almonds, and the almonds are roasted in cocoa butter and or sunflower oil. It also contains 2% or less of partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, soybean and palm oil, whey and cocoa.
I mean, I think I've got this one. This one seems pretty easy to me. What's your guess?
Oh, man. I haven't found the name. Is it the coconut almond bar?
What is it called?
I mean, you have to give us the name.
But you're right. You're reading back. Coconut and almonds.
Right. I mean, you're reading back the ingredients she just read you. So what's the name?
It will make you happy.
Oh, man. Yes. I love chocolate. So, okay.
I mean, you are stalling like crazy. Give us an answer.
That's awesome. I think the chocolate is...
The chocolate, yes!
Yeah.
We need a final answer! It will bring you happiness! It might be joyful!
Okay, I'm going to say milk. Oh,
yeah, she has no idea. No idea. I'm sorry.
It's almond joy!
I mean, it has almonds in it and coconut.
I said joyful! I can't believe they only make me use this voice once a year.
Really is painful.
I'm sorry,
Marjorie. We're going to take the next caller now. 1-800-330-9999. Almond Joy, I mean, you gave it to her.
I tried my best.
I mean, she could have Googled it.
My best!
She could have Googled it by then. Another chance to win coming up tomorrow with Anna and Raven.
So exciting. What did you win, Raven?
We won a basket full of nippers, an animatronic couple that dances dressed in like Halloween garb. It's like a skeleton and like a goblin chick.
Yeah.
And then some other figurines and stuff like that. It was nice just to be acknowledged. It was nice to be nominated, like going to the Oscars.
Oh, there you go. It's Anna and Raven. Raven and his wife, Alicia, won a Halloween costume contest this past weekend. And Alicia, his wife, made the whole thing.
Yeah, it's the first time either of us ever won a costume contest. It's the first time that ever, you know, either of us were ever seriously in it with something that we didn't order and didn't look, you know, sexy version of that or whatever. So it was good. It was exciting.
So, what were you?
I was the Scarecrow, and she was Dorothy, of course, and she made both of them. She even made her shoes, which was wild. Like,
yeah.
Painted the shoes and all that stuff, like 17,000 coats, right? And the Scarecrow thing, I had hay sticking out of me and all that. It was great.
So I saw the pictures that she posted on Facebook, and I was giggling because I was like, there's only one person in the world that can get Raven to get dressed like that. It's clearly your wife, Alicia.
Right, right.
Because every time that we have to come up with our Halloween costumes, you know, for, you know, whatever events we're hosting this year,
yeah,
you fight me tooth and nail on every idea I have.
Let me tell you, she put just a little bit of makeup on my nose, and I have a zit that's under the surface now that just, I'm fighting it every day now. I am attacking this thing with all acne products that are available.
Well,
it's killing me. I never like to put things on my face.
It's one of the pitfalls of Halloween is you got to put a lot of makeup on and you got to deal with the acne after.
I just can't do it. It's something about my skin. It reacts so bad. I don't know how you girls do it.
I only ever won one costume contest, and I'm not proud of it.
It was a sexy version of something.
Let's say it was a party that celebrated, I don't even know how to say this correctly, like a pretty woman kind of thing.
But, Lady of the Night.
But not I was not Julia Roberts.
Right, you were a Lady of the Night.
It was, you know,
right. And then
college.
And then your friend who would arrange your dates had a large puffy coat.
It's so embarrassing.
Sort of hat.
But you know how much I won?
Dressed a little bit like Snoop Dogg. What'd you win?
I didn't win figurines. I won $500 cash.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
I've hosted a lot of Halloween parties over the years, and I know that there are people that are like professional
competitors. Yeah.
And they show up all the time. There used to be these guys that would dress like the Transformers, and then other guys like Predator. Amazing costumes, really.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you win a costume contest?
Yes, in college, my girlfriends and I were kissed, and we won a free bar party.
Nice.
That's cool.
Nice, yeah. Everybody loves a good bar tab is always good.
And you always love a good kiss costume, too, because it's going all out.
Right, right. I mean, once you put on the face makeup and everything, it shows true commitment. I think that they got to give you an award, right?
It was fun.
One year, I was at a Halloween contest, and we didn't win, but I feel like we should have. We were the Robert Palmer girls? Is that what they were?
Robert. Yeah. Simply irresistible.
Simply irresistible. All of us had on the black dresses with the orange sashes and had our hair slicked back.
Yeah.
Actually, I still look back on that picture and I love it. It's my favorite.
Did you have a Robert Palmer?
We did not have a Robert Palmer.
Oh, so, I mean, half the people you had to explain.
No.
They knew?
You could tell. Because we did it on purpose. We would walk single file through the party.
Yeah.
And then we would stop and we would all just bob our shoulders. And one of us was 9 months pregnant at the time. And if anybody could rock a skin-tight black dress,
right,
it was her.
Okay.
That was for sure. Single Olga. It's not easy being single right now, but she certainly gets a good laugh out of it. Sharing her dating stories at 7:23 with Anna and Raven. It's hard to be single. It's even harder to be single during a pandemic. It's Anna and Raven. Our friend Olga is 34 years old, divorced, and she's been dating all over again. What's it like for her?
Okay, so now, because, you know, there's a pandemic, this is what happened last week. I dated this guy. He wanted to go out. So we went out one day, one time, whatever. It was nice. Then a second date was scheduled for Friday. And Friday, it was raining. And he didn't want to go inside. Like, he doesn't go inside.
Right. He's trying to keep it safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very responsible. he messaged me. It looks like it's a washout. Why don't you just come to my house? I'll cook you dinner. And this is like a second date. Like, I don't know him, and I don't know people who know him.
Right, like that's a serial killer trap.
That's what I thought.
Murder is the first thing that pops into your head when, right. when somebody says, oh, come to my house. No, I wouldn't go to a guy, especially if we didn't have mutual friends, go to their house on a second date. You don't know them well enough.
So I asked people, like I said no, but I asked what they would do. And most of them said during Corona, there's no rules and it's not weird.
When one person says no rules versus somebody else saying no rules, that's where the confusion comes in for me. So what did you end up doing? Because no rules for me means something else, I'm thinking.
First they asked if we could go inside and he said no because he's scared. I was like, all right, well, I think you could be a killer. So let's just schedule it.
Another time. Day. Right. You're like, it's all right if you're a murderer, but I'm not coming to your house. I need to go on at least 6 dates with you before I come to your house and then you kill me. Yeah, no, I think you did the right thing. Do you think he was offended by that?
He said he respected it, but then I said, how about Sunday? And he's like, well, I have to let a few girls out of the basement first for some sunshine and then I'm free.
Well, I mean, right. at least he has a sense of humor about it.
Well, at least they're free
serious.
Range. Right. At least they're free range, right? I mean, I get the best eggs from free range chickens. It's true.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you going to see him again?
I ended up seeing him. I don't know. He ended up coming to my apartment.
Wait a minute. You thought it was okay for him to come to your apartment, but you wouldn't go to his apartment?
Wait a minute. He could totally kill you in your house, and there's less mess for him to pick up.
Well, no. Well, okay. First, I met his friend. He went for brunch with his friend, and then I met them. They went for drinks, and then we walked around my neighborhood, and then I went to my apartment.
Okay.
And he came over.
All right.
So I knew, now I met a friend.
All right.
But I don't know. It's weird when things are closed, like things close early. It's like, what do you do? How do you date?
It's true, because there's nothing to do. You can't go to the movies. You can't go sit at a bar.
Red flag number two. Men don't go to brunch with other men.
I thought the same thing, but I didn't want to say it out loud.
We go to brunch with our grandmothers and our mothers.
And Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day.
Right.
Okay, that's when we go to brunch.
Or when I drag you to brunch.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Men don't go to brunch. You better check this guy out more.
He may have hired
right,
that friend.
That friend is a stand-in.
Yeah.
Or he's a partner serial killer.
It's true.
Hillside Stranglers.
Oh my God. No, but he said his friend had, his friend was going through a hard time.
Okay.
I mean, his friend better have had free brunch passes because I ain't going.
I mean, football's back. They really went to brunch over.
Right.
All right, I'll go. Well, we'll see what happens next. And listen, text me immediately if you go out to meet him and there's something wrong.
Right. Or text the police.
Okay. Yeah, 911 works out well, too.
Okay, cool. All right. Thanks, guys.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Danielle and Peter. Danielle, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hi. I'm pregnant, which is really great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. But I'm really upset with Pete. He told all of his buddies that I was pregnant before I could tell anybody in my family.
Oh.
Okay.
Did they find out, or can we just keep it a secret?
Well, I'm doubly upset because I wanted to wait until at least 12 weeks to tell anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, his friends, they're, you know, the bros. But unfortunately, one of his friends told his wife, who then told my cousin, and then told my mom.
Oh, that stinks.
And now you in big trouble, girl.
Oh, no.
Now you in big trouble. Right. And mom's PO'd because she gets this information out.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine you find out your daughter's pregnant and you find out from, like, somebody else random in the family.
Yeah, right, right. And she wanted to be able to reveal it as much as you, right?
Peter, why would you think you're right in this situation?
Fantasy football, man. You get caught up.
Mm.
I just think that she's overwhelmed for no reason, honestly. I was excited. I told my friends. And it just happened to fall on the loose lips.
I know, but you don't say anything until 12 weeks, Pete. I've told you this. And then now for it to be, like, spread around like a rumor,
I mean, it's nice that you're excited, but you blew that.
Right. Like, you really
I just
don't think
that it's a huge issue.
Really?
Yeah, but your mother-in-law is upset about it.
Yeah. who doesn't tell her mom in the first place? I mean, this is her fault, not mine.
So it's your wife's fault. I get it.
Right.
What we do is ask our audience what they think.
She got pregnant.
Yeah. And they may agree with you, Peter. Danielle should have confided in her mom first. Actually, she probably should have told your mom over you. But maybe. But they may see Danielle's side, too, that she had told you that she wanted to wait until they reached the 12-week mark, and you did not do that, and you're in the fault here. Do you both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I'll be honest. I would be livid. Livid if this happened at my house. Peter and Danielle are expecting their first baby. Very excited. Danielle told her husband, Peter, one thing. We got to keep this a secret. This is what you do. You don't tell anybody until 12 weeks. But Peter told his buddies when he was out with them one night.
Yeah. I mean, it's great that Peter's excited, but you make a promise to your wife at that point. God, I just don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, but here's where it gets even more messed up, is that one of his buddies, his wife, is Danielle's cousin, who means that Danielle's mom found out. Danielle's mom didn't find out from her.
Right.
She found out from a random relative.
That's messy, man. No way that you win that one.
But Peter's argument is that it was old school. He was never on board with it anyway. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. Just from someone who has had a child, it's very normal to wait 12 weeks before you tell anybody. God forbid something happens. I know people where something has happened, and then you have to tell whoever you told that, God forbid, you're no longer pregnant. And it's the worst thing you can ever have to do.
It's 100%. And I mean, I can tell you from experience, I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to have to go back and explain to the people closest to you that you lost your baby, and it sucks. And I think guys have a hard time understanding that because it's common and it does happen. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Peter and Danielle are expecting their first child, and Danielle had one favor that she asked of Peter. Don't tell anybody until I reach 12 weeks.
I mean, I think just for a husband's perspective, you would just wait until your wife said it out loud to somebody first, but that's not what happened. He told all his friends over the weekend. One of them told their wife. One of them's his wife's cousin. They told her mother.
Right. And now he thinks that this is no big deal. Meanwhile, Danielle's mom is so upset. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the wife's side. First of all, congratulations to them, and it's great news. But Peter, my God, you honor that one request of your wife, and it's crazy. I would be so upset if I found out that my daughter was pregnant through somebody else.
I can't even imagine. That's like the biggest moment in your life. You find out you're going to be a grandmother, and you got to find out through like your sister's daughter's cousin.
Right.
Like,
mother,
get out of here.
Cousin.
Random.
Yeah.
Right. That's terrible. You're right. I mean, I've never been through a pregnancy, but I know this, that I think that the first thing that I would do is just do exactly what my wife told me.
Right.
Fear.
Because guys don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, my goodness. I'm definitely on the wife's side. I actually agree with her. I have 3 children of my own, and I also waited until I was 12 weeks with each kid. It's like a superstition thing. You don't want to spread the news too quickly. The very first trimester, as very early stages, anything can happen. I agree with her. He should have disrespected her wishes.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. He stole a really special moment from her and her mom, and at the bare minimum, owes her an apology.
Agreed. Absolutely.
Right. You can't be nonchalant about it. Like,
no.
I mean, you could say, listen, it's done.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I can't take it back, but right, you can't act like it's no big deal.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Peter, our audience agreed with Danielle. I don't know. She told you not to tell anybody. You told everybody, and you ruined it now for your mother-in-law, and that stinks, and you are in the wrong for doing it.
Well, I don't know how I'm wrong for doing it in the first place. I'm just ridiculous. Whatever.
I mean, Peter, don't you understand how this thing works? She gets pregnant, you do whatever she says.
Forever.
Until that baby gets there at the very least.
Yep.
Okay? That's the way it works.
All right, I'll fess up.
There's going to be questionable shopping trips. There's going to be foot rubs. There's going to be times where she just looks at you and says, why don't you do this better? You just got to take it, man.
And do it.
Well, if we have a second child, in the future, I will do that.
When we have.
Right.
But
you'll do
now,
a better job.
And then, well, I can't go back in time and fix everything now.
Well, that's true.
I accept it. I accept my responsibility.
All right. And Andrea, that's all we can ask from him, right?
Yeah, I guess. I just, it's so juvenile and dumb what he did. I just, I'm like, grow up. We can't have a baby when you're a kid still. Like,
oh, here it comes. These are big times. Yep. These are big. It's like walking through a minefield right now. Good luck, man.
Yeah, congratulations, though. We do wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you have a problem too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Rich.
Rich, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Rich.
All right, Rich, this is the tying the biggest jackpot we ever had, $2,400 on the line. Raven is out in the hallway. That door is closed. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. You have 3 seconds. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm rooting for you, Rich. Number one, Gwen Stefani dropped a new Christmas song for the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas. Her clothing line is called Lamb. What does Lamb stand for?
Love, Angel, Music, Baby.
Number two, the Connors are back on ABC. What was the sitcom The Connors called before producers changed the title and created the spinoff?
Roseanne Barr.
Final answer, please.
The Roseanne Barr Show. I can't remember.
Number three, Dancing with the Stars' Cheryl Burke suffered a scary head injury during rehearsals, but she's doing well and performed last night. Who is Cheryl's partner this season?
Nope, no idea.
Oh, Rich. Number four, you're making it easy for Raven. Nicole Kidman actually sings the theme song on her new HBO show, The Undoing. Who is Nicole Kidman's country singer husband?
Keith Urban.
And number five, Conan O'Brien's late night set was burglarized and they stole a bunch of equipment. On what network can you watch Conan Monday through Thursday?
TBS?
All right, Rich. I don't know. It doesn't look good. Let's see.
Yeah, not good.
I don't know. You might tie him. We'll see. All right, Rich got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is not great. It's not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Gwen Stefani dropped a new Christmas song for the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas, which FYI, they're already playing Christmas movies, and I've watched 2.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, me too.
I am.
Her clothing line is called Lamb. What does Lamb stand for?
Love, Angel, Music, Baby.
I didn't know you'd think you'd know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the name of an album. It's in like 5 of her songs. Yeah.
Number two, Connors are back on ABC. What was the sitcom The Connors called before producers changed the title and created the spinoff?
Roseanne.
That's correct. Number three, Dancing with the Stars' Cheryl Burke suffered a scary head injury during rehearsals, but she's doing well and she performed last night. Who is Cheryl's partner this season?
Oh, I got you this time, AJ McLean.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You guys are tied. Number four, Nicole Kidman actually sings the theme song on her new HBO show, The Undoing.
Nice.
Who is Nicole Kidman's country singer husband?
Keith Urban, and they're so in love.
Number five, Conan O'Brien's late night set was burglarized, and they stole a bunch of equipment. On what network can you watch Conan Monday through Thursday?
TBS. Come on, 5 for 5.
Oh, look how relieved you are. Look how relieved you are. Now you're getting cocky. I don't like it. All right, Rich, he took you down 5-3. This morning that gets you your own Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Rich, and I can't be Raven.
Thanks for trying, Rich. Hold on.
Yeah, man. Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt. Redesigned and sexier than ever.
All right. Here's the thing, though. Because Raven has won, we add another $100 to the jackpot. This means we, right now, we have the all-time highest jackpot at $2,500. Make sure you're listening tomorrow, same time, for your chance to win that cash. And listen at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. $2,500.
Huge money.